Hello, this is Dr. Randy Turpin. We're continuing our study on the prophetic, dealing in this lesson specifically with guidelines for personal prophecy. There's a great need for instruction in the church regarding the giving and receiving of personal prophetic words. The spontaneous nature of prophecy can cause people to think that nearly anything goes in the practice of prophetic ministry, but that is not the case. The scriptures, the Holy Spirit's leading, and the presence of the fivefold equipping gifts in the church, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, all of that God has put in place to help keep things in order and accountability, to help guide. You know, if you're an infant in moving and spirit-empowered ministry and in prophetic things, thank God the Lord has put these things into place to guide us and to instruct us. The scriptures, the Holy Spirit himself teaching us, and the presence of fivefold leaders around us. They're there for the purpose of helping us to have a safe learning experience and growing in prophetic things, okay? So thank God for that. But so it's not just an anything goes environment. So we do need instruction. In fact, I found that one of the reasons a lot of churches, even so-called spirit-empowered, spirit-filled churches, sometimes get turned off to prophetic ministry is because they haven't properly instructed their people. And so abuse starts taking place, and so they end up shutting the whole thing down and say, well, we're just not going to do that prophetic stuff here. Well, that's really too bad, because God gave us the prophetic for the purpose of strengthening, encouraging, and edifying, comforting in the local church, in the community of faith. So we don't want to just shut it down. We don't want to despise prophecy. We don't want to quench the Spirit. Rather, what we need is instruction. And that's why we have courses like this. All right? But let's get into some guidelines here about giving prophetic words. We've already talked in other places about how this prophetic words can come to us. They come as an impression, maybe a feeling, maybe an image in our mind. A word may come to us, but maybe a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, some discerning of spirit. Sometimes this is kind of rare. I haven't ever had an open vision. A number of friends of mine have, where God just plays something out in front of them, like a video, or to me, it's more of an internal thing. And often what I will get for a person, maybe just be one, two, or three words, it's not a lot. And so I will just ask for permission, first of all, and say it, may I share with you? I feel like the Lord is giving something to me to share with you, and just step out with those few words. And often as I speak those few words, the rest of it just begins to flow and come, okay? If I get nothing, but yet I feel like God is wanting to do something for that person, I may just say, you know, I'm not necessarily receiving a prophetic word or anything for you right now, but may I just pray with you? And so I begin to pray, kind of a generalized prayer, and sometimes while I'm praying, the prophetic will begin to flow, and I will begin to prophesy, okay? And then other times, nothing comes, and that's okay. What have you lost? You've lost nothing. You've actually gained. You have expressed to that person the love of God through the fact that you took time to talk with them, to pray with them, and just to show God God's love to them in a general way. This bothers me a little bit. Sometimes I hear people putting down prophetic ministry as we teach it, because they say, well, that's just so general. That doesn't mean anything. Just all you're doing is declaring God's love and their value in God's eyes. And, you know, if it was really God, it would be more specific to their situation. And, hey, listen, who are we to dictate to God how this prophetic thing is going to flow through us to those people? Do you understand what I'm saying? The thing that might seem like an overgeneralized word to you might be precisely what that person needed to hear, okay? Only God knows for sure. So leave that part in God's hands. Well, let's get into some more of the guidelines here in giving prophetic words. If we feel like the Lord has impressed something on us, generally it is for the purpose to speak to that person, you know, some word of encouragement or comfort or edification from that. But don't just automatically assume that is so as well. wait for a moment. Just wait for wisdom. Lord, am I to speak this or not? And sometimes you'll feel immediate check that there's another reason why he's shown it to you. So you wait for a moment or two for God's permission to speak. If you're really young in this, early in the early stages of developing in the prophetic, and you're just totally not sure that it's anywhere near what God wants you to say, you might want to hold it a little longer. And what I often advise, you hold it until it becomes fire in you. You feel like, I just can't hold this back. You just feel that fire of the love of God compelling you to say something. And then, okay, then deliver it. Deliver it with confidence. And I might add this, deliver it in a conversational way. I try to train my students to function prophetically in a way that, you know, is suitable for Target or Walmart. In other words, conversationally, in a natural way, not as though you had to put on some special kind of anointed sound in your voice that you're talking to them. No, just conversationally speak the encouraging prophetic word that you feel the Lord has given you to speak to them. And leading to the next point here is speak only the part that the Holy Spirit has clearly revealed. The Holy Spirit gives you what seems to be an incomplete revelation. Don't try to fill in the blanks for him. Often the speaking of revelatory fragments has far greater impact on the hearer than messages where we've tried to make it more complete through adding our own interpretation. Speak only the part that the Spirit has clearly revealed. You know, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. You just never know how powerful that one fragment of what you have to say, how powerful that might be to them. And don't fear silence. Don't fear silence. If God's not speaking, then we shouldn't be speaking. And refrain from modifying the message so that it suits your understanding or what you think the person really needs to hear. And leave the results in God's hands. Once you share a prophetic word, leave it there. When it seems that the recipient of the word is not getting it, you know, you can face the temptation of wanting to backpedal or modify what you said or overinterpret the message, hoping that the hearer will respond in an affirmative way. No, just leave it. Just leave it and let it do its own work. And pray for those that you're prophesying over. You know, once you've delivered that prophetic word, then just declare it over them as a blessing or pray into it over their life. Doesn't need to be a long prayer. Doesn't need to sound impressive. Sometimes those very short one or two sentence prayers is all that's needed, okay? Now, what if the word you're getting is somewhat negative in nature? If it's negative, you really need to hold it. Hold it and ask God for a redemptive word. Lord, give me something that I can speak into this matter in a redemptive way. And most often, if it is if you're picking up on something that could potentially embarrass them, humiliate them, put them in an awkward position, you want to really, really, really make sure that you're dealing with this somewhat privately with no more than maybe one other person there for the sake of accountability, but deliver it in as much of a positive way as you can. I mean, let me just give you an example. Let's say you're picking up on the fact that somebody's dealing with some impurity in their life, you know, some area of impurity. You know, you don't want to bring emphasis prophetically on the impurity. Rather, you pause and you wait, Lord, how can I speak redemptively? And maybe the Lord will give you something to say such as, you know, I'm declaring over you out of the heart of God that access to a spirit of purity and of holiness and, you know, I just see you as someone that is going after the heart of God with a pure heart. With, you know, God has ordained a path for you there where the things that are keeping you from him are falling aside. And you don't need to get a lot, you know, I'm just kind of off the cuff here and talking about this, but you don't need to get a lot into, I see that you're struggling with such and such and this and that. And, you know, you're getting them too fixated on what they already know is the problem. They already know. If you're speaking redemptively, there's enough light shining in there. They know that God has just exposed this thing in his own presence. But if you're speaking redemptively into it, it's giving them some hope of being able to be set free and move beyond whatever it is they're struggling with. Now, always remember that New Testament prophetic ministry always aims for the strengthening, encouragement, and the comfort, okay? Such as 1 Corinthians 14:3 tells us. Now, major negative words that might be of a directive or corrective nature, if you're not a person that holds authority in that person's life and spiritual matters, you need to involve authorized leaders. If it's a heavy-duty thing, then maybe it's somebody that has some pastoral authority in that person's life that might be better suited to deliver that. Does that make sense? And also, you want to make sure, what we usually teach our students is avoid giving specific directive words. Like God says you're to sell all that you own and move to Africa, or the Lord says you're to marry this person or that person. The Lord says that you're going to have three babies. Be very careful on those items. Anything that says do this or go there or marry this person or you're going to have babies, or those are so sensitive of an issue. I saw one instance where there was someone whose mother was terminally ill, and I think the prophetic person rightly picked up on the fact that this young man's mother was dying, okay? But he went beyond the revelation and began to declare, and the Lord says to you that she's going to be healed. Okay, the woman died just a matter of days after that, and could it have been that the Lord was rather wanting a word to be delivered? The Lord wants you to know, said, I am right there with you. I'm holding your hand. I'm present. You know, I'm all around you. Some kind of word of comfort rather than something that really was not going to happen. You see, so directive words, those kind of specific things, we just need to be cautious on that. This is why I try to keep things in the realm of encouragement and strengthening and comfort and edification in those realms, and being very, very careful about directive or corrective issues. Now, sometimes it is better to bring prophetic messages in the form of questions to the person. You know, are you dealing with such and such? And let them answer, well, yes or no, you know. Yes, I am. And that kind of signals you in to go with the next thing the Lord has given you. Well, how about this? You just kind of, you're delivering what the Lord has given you, but you're delivering it in the form of questions, and it gives them the opportunity to open up to receive the next thing that the Lord has given you to say. All right? And if you miss it in all of this, just admit it, apologize, and go on. And don't let any of your sense of significance be attached to any of this. Now, that's about giving prophetic words. What about responding to prophetic words? What if you're on the receiving end of all of this? Well, I encourage you to, as you receive a prophetic message or so-called prophetic message from another person, receive it as a potential word from God, a potential word from God. If you're in doubt, you're not required to make a decision right there on the spot to determine whether you should or should not accept that word. Hold the message closed. Ponder it for a while to see if God is speaking to you through it. If he's speaking, receive what he's saying gladly. If it's not his voice, just do as our friends at Bethel Church say. Just simply flush it. Flush it. Or sometimes maybe it's something that just needs to be put on the shelf. You know, either accept it as a right now word or you shelve it. Maybe it's for another time, or you flush it. You'll typically recognize a word as being a genuine message from God when it addresses a matter with which you're currently dealing. However, just because it doesn't immediately resonate with your spirit does not necessarily mean it's not from God at the same time. I sometimes hear people say, and I think this is an error, I don't think this should be said. Sometimes I hear people say, if it's truly a word from God, it's going to resonate with something you're already thinking. Well, that's not always the case. There has to be a first time for that prophetic thought to be introduced to you. Either the Lord prophetically impressing it on you, or it being brought to you for the first time from someone else. I've seen it work both ways. I've seen God dealing with the person already, and then the prophetic word that I deliver confirms what they're already thinking, okay? But I've seen it the other way around, where I might deliver something and it not register with them at first, and they come back a week later and say, Pastor, when you first delivered that to me, I had no idea what that was about, but this week this happened and that happened, and it was confirmed again and again and again. So sometimes the prophetic thing you're delivering is the first delivery. Those who say that, you know, if it's truly a word from God, it's going to confirm what that person's already thinking. Well, I don't know. That's not always the case. It's just, I'm probably belaboring that point. I think you get the point. So I'm supposed to be talking here about you receiving it, but there's some lessons here about delivering the word, prophetic word too, okay? But on the receiving end, receive it as a potential word from God, all right? If the word is a major directional message, ask God for confirmation. Don't assume that you should sell all of your earthly possessions and move to Antarctica just because a prophetic person said that you should. It's okay to seek confirmation directly from God or even from other trusted prophetic people in the church. Mike Bickle emphasizes the point in this way. He says, when you receive a prophetic word from someone, you must hold it at arm's length until God himself confirms it in your heart. If a prophetic minister receives accurate and authentic revelation from God that, for example, you're going to have a street ministry, all they're doing is giving you an advance warning that you personally are going to hear a new direction from God about a street ministry. This prophetic notification is sometimes God's way of confirming ahead of time what you will hear for yourself later on. And that kind of resonates with what I was saying earlier, okay? Okay, the next point I want to make about responding to prophetic words, use the prophecy that you've been given as a springboard for diving into prayer and the scriptures. What does the Father want to speak to you personally about the prophetic message you've received? What do the scriptures have to say about that matter? So don't be passive about what you received. Step toward that prophecy's fulfillment by diving into prayer, diving into scripture, and taking some initial steps of obedience in the direction of that prophecy's fulfillment. I mean, sometimes a prophecy is like God's invitation for you to begin moving a certain direction. Start taking baby steps in that direction and just see what happens. See if confirmation accompanies your steps. Don't be passive about it, all right? The next point we want to make about receiving these prophetic words, be aware of timing issues. Timing. The timing of a predictive prophecy's fulfillment is something that God seldom reveals. Mike Bickle comments, God never works as fast as people think he should. He further states, it seems as though God holds out to the last possible moment to reveal whether we will panic or trust him in our times of uncertainty. The prophecy may require time before fulfillment can come. Maybe time is needed for obedience. Time is needed for preparation, prayer, character development before it will be fulfilled. Conditions may need to be met before the full promise can be realized. Cindy Jacobs encourages, remember, it rarely hurts to wait. So this timing thing is tricky, and I find that very, very often the time factor in a prophecy's fulfillment is something the Lord rarely reveals. When somebody prophesies and says, in 3 days, this is going to happen. Well, I'll probably listen and really take to heart most of what that person says, but the 3-day part, I will think, well, that's kind of rare. That might have been just that person, their imagination here, but we'll see, you know. And there's no condemnation for holding tentatively to those parts that you're uncertain about, all right? We've talked in another lesson about distinguishing between revelation and interpretation, understanding those three parts of prophecy. There's the revelation, the interpretation, and application. And it's important to distinguish the difference there. and not hold our interpretation as being as sacred as the revelation itself. The next part of guidelines for responding to prophetic words, write down the prophecy for further reference, for further evaluation. And that way I'd say write it down as soon as you can so that you don't have much time to allow your imagination to expand on it beyond what God is really saying, all right? You write it down, and later you refer back to it. And it gives you a reason to give thanks to God and to glorify Him. If you say, hey, back in January, look at what I wrote in my journal. This is what's happening right now in March. See? It's just a way to just track this great adventure of faith that you're on. The next guideline is ask the Lord, are there conditions in the prophecy that need to be met? If there are conditions to be met, then faithfully follow Jesus as He leads you into the meeting of those conditions. And then ask this question of the Lord, not just of the Lord, but ask this question about the prophecy. Is this word consistent with that which God has been saying to me? If it's not, maybe He's challenging you to new ways of thinking. If it is consistent, then, hey, your faith is just being elevated there. And also, is it consistent with what God's Word has to say? If it's something totally outside of what the Scriptures would have to say, then you especially want to be cautious there. But in another lesson, we'll be dealing with evaluating prophecies, okay? We'll do that in a different lesson. And finally, converse with the Holy Spirit concerning the prophetic word. If the Lord is delivering something to you, start asking the Holy Spirit questions about it. Sometimes we think that when a prophetic message comes to us, that's the end of the conversation. Maybe what the Lord is doing, He's inviting you into a conversation that's supposed to be ongoing. If the prophetic word comes, ask Him a question about it and listen. And as you're listening, more likely than not, He's going to give you something more. He says something more to you. Respond to Him and see if there might be more. It's okay to ask Holy Spirit for more details. Now, that's true both for when you are receiving a prophetic word from someone else, and it's also true of when you're prophesying to another individual, to ask Holy Spirit questions so that the whole picture of that prophetic message comes in with greater and greater clarity. Okay, that's enough right now on dealing with personal prophecy. Our next lesson is going to deal with guidelines for corporate prophecy.